Hey mamas, and welcome to the Entering Motherhood podcast. This is your one-stop, go-to place for getting you from feeling drained, exhausted, and unfulfilled in motherhood to feeling more energized, organized, and accomplished. That's the vision I continue to navigate towards, and that's the vision we are sharing with you, focusing on holistic alternatives and restructuring your mind, body, and soul from the inside out. I'm your host, Sarah Marie Bilger, a wife, mom of two, mechanical engineer, VBAC mom, and doula, serving mamas through pregnancy, birth, and postpartum. If you're here for this, if you're as pumped up as I am and searching for that fire that you know is deep inside of you, then let's go. Let's uncover what it truly means to enter motherhood. You are a rock star. I believe in you. Let's doula this. Let's crank it up a notch and let's kick it into high gear together. Hey mamas, how are you? I'm super excited to talk to you today and really get this conversation going. We are talking about postpartum doula care today, and this is something that I personally offer as one of my services, as doula work, and I'm super passionate about this. I've been doing a lot more postpartum care recently because I'm really trying to offer different types of services that don't necessarily mean that I'm on call all the time, so that I can serve more mamas and that I can really still be doing something that I'm super passionate about and really enjoy. So I'm answering some of the top questions that y'all had about postpartum doula care, and I hope this helps. If you have any other questions after this episode that are ones that I did not bring up or did not answer, feel free to always reach out to me and get in contact with me, because I love talking about this stuff. I love doing doula work, and it's just become so much a part of my life. So the first question is really just, what exactly does a postpartum doula do? And this can really honestly vary from doula to doula. And for me specifically, I really like to cater to what the family needs, and I will customize your care based on what you're specifically looking for. So if you're more so wanting to do an overnight that looks like, hey, I just want to go in my room and sleep, here's all of the stuff that you'll need overnight, and I am just going to leave you to it, and I'm there with baby or babies. Right now I'm currently caring for a set of twins, and I have another set of twins coming up, and I am just loving it and really enjoying the two babies at once. But for this family specifically, they have decided, you know, if babies are sleeping, then I can sleep. And so I get to rest a little bit in between feedings. And when I had first started, you know, it was every 2 hours that they were eating and feeding. So it was kind of change, feed, rock, put down to bed. And then essentially the routine would almost start back over again in about an hour. So now they're sleeping more in 4 hour increments, and they're getting accustomed to the night schedule. But this is sort of, you know, one option of what you can be having. You can be having somebody coming once a week, twice a week, every night, every day, whatever it might be. And so it's really kind of adjusting. And then also there are some postpartum doulas though that are more caring towards mom's healing and really kind of taking over on that end of maybe doing belly wrapping or some sort of massage, or, you know, getting a bath ready, or just being somebody there to talk to. Or maybe you have never had a baby before and you want to learn how to swaddle and change a diaper and baby wrap and baby wear, you know, all the things, and organizing your nursery or getting things ready or whatever questions you might have that are coming up as a first-time parent. This is something that a postpartum doula can do as well. And then there's also postpartum doulas that are really into cooking for you and providing food for you. So that can be another option. So making sure that you understand what the doula that you're hiring is capable of and what their specialties are, and how they want to serve you and cater to you and help out in your postpartum period. And if it's something specific that you are looking for, I guarantee that you can find a doula who's capable of that kind of care, or you can talk to somebody that's already doing sort of something similar and see if they're able to provide a specific service or answer whatever questions you have in that postpartum period. So honestly, postpartum doula care can look different for every family, every mama, every doula has their own special way. And I think just understanding that you can find personalized care in your area is such a huge thing, and that you are able to get the support that you're looking for. And so it's worth asking and figuring out and finding out what the doulas in your area are doing. And another question was, how is a postpartum doula different from a midwife or a lactation consultant? So midwives are gonna, you know, do postpartum care in a sense of more routine checks and seeing how you're healing, seeing how baby's doing, be there for kind of the provider side of those things and be a little bit more irregular and not coming as often. You most likely aren't texting your midwife or saying, hey, can you come over for an extra visit to show me how to bottle feed or something like that. Then with a lactation consultant, that is something entirely different too. And this person is specifically trained in teaching you how to breastfeed and feed your baby. And there is so much that goes into that. And it doesn't necessarily have to be if you're having issues or, you know, tongue ties or other feeding issues or anything like that, or if you have different questions. So there is a lot that goes into what a lactation consultant can do, but a postpartum doula can connect you with a lactation consultant or refer you to somebody, or, you know, based on their experience and what they've seen, they can tell you if it's something that is needed or if they can help you out with something. The next question is, should I hire a postpartum doula? And honestly, this is very unique to every family and something that you need to be thinking about. And I say, like, at least consider it and see what you think your postpartum period is going to look like and what you want that to be like. And if you have friends or family or somebody that has said, oh, like when the baby comes, I'm gonna come stay with you or I'm gonna come live with you, that's great. But is that person going to be able to do the tasks that you're looking to have done? You know, if it's your parent or a sibling or a really close friend, that's great. Like, they're going to be there and talk to you and show you things, but do they have any kids themselves? How long ago was it that they had kids? Are you okay with talking to them in different ways? Are you okay with them, you know, helping you in the bathroom or drawing a bath for you or, you know, being there overnight to care for your baby and know that they're going to respect your decisions and do the things that you actually need help with? And are they going to put as much effort into it as somebody who this is their job and their profession, that they're really looking to do this with their experience and really put that passion into it? So really kind of asking yourself, like, why would I want a doula? Maybe you had a friend that had a postpartum doula. Maybe you saw it on the internet. Maybe you read about it. Maybe you're listening to this now and you're like, do I really even need a postpartum doula? Like, what does that look like? And I think just understanding that you can hire a postpartum doula for a set number of hours. You can, you know, maybe just have them once a week. And most likely, if your schedule changes or, you know, you want them to come more frequently, or maybe you only hired them for the first few weeks, they might be available and they might be able to accommodate you for more hours or more time. But it really is important to try to figure out and see what kind of schedule you want your postpartum doula to be on, because they're also allocating for this and accounting for this. And so really kind of understanding and taking the time of looking and thinking about what is postpartum going to look like. And obviously you don't know exactly what that's going to be like, but at least trying to lay out a plan and see if a postpartum doula is someone that is going to fit into that plan and make what you want to accomplish possible. So I really think it's on a case-by-case scenario. And if it's something that when you're thinking about, you know, what do I want postpartum to look like, and you want someone who's specifically trained in postpartum care for newborns, you know, this is not like calling the babysitter that works in your neighborhood to come over and watch your kids. This is someone who specifically works with newborns and knows what it's like and has experience in that specific realm. And also, you know, if you want it more towards caring for you and caring, you know, for your healing process and meal prepping, or, you know, doing laundry, doing other household tasks, things like that. Like, I've gone over and done laundry for people while I'm there overnight. I've vacuumed, I've cooked meals, you know, you name it. Like, I'm doing basically what mom would be doing if she was not sleep deprived and healing. I'm doing all of those tasks and really helping you stay on top of it so that you feel more refreshed and replenished and ready to take on the day, or have somebody to talk to during the day when, you know, your partner or whoever is gone and you really want somebody to help support you, or you just had a cesarean and you really can't do much and you want somebody to be able to do the household tasks that you're normally capable of doing. I think it's really just something to think about and look into. And so the next question is, what qualifications and certifications should I look for when hiring a postpartum doula? So again, this really goes into, like, why would you want one and what do you want their purpose to be? I'm specifically trained in postpartum nutrition, and I'm specifically trained as a VBAC doula, but I also have experience personally with a cesarean and cesarean recovery. I have other certifications and qualifications. And so when you're looking for a doula, if you're looking for somebody, you know, CPR certified, that can be great, and other things along that line. But I think it really comes down to, what experience do they have, and what specifically are you looking for them to help you with? And so in that sense, I think it's really just seeing maybe more so references or personal experience. You know, maybe they're a mom of 10 kids and now they're looking to venture out into doula work. And so they've been there, done that. They have all of the experience in the world. So somebody that maybe just went out and got a certification is not going to be as good of a fit as somebody who is a seasoned mom who really knows their stuff and wants to help you. And so I think just interviewing different doulas and getting a feel for who they are and knowing that you're comfortable with them. This is going to be a person that's coming into your house, who's handling different tasks that you're asking them to do. And so I think it's more so finding somebody that you feel aligned with and is capable of doing the tasks that you want done, necessarily than, you know, different qualifications or different certifications that they might have gotten. So really looking into that. The next question is, what kind of support can I expect from a postpartum doula? So I feel like I kind of answered this already, but again, like, that can vary and change depending on what you're looking for. And like I said, like, I've cooked meals and I've folded laundry, like all the household tasks and things like that. Most likely it's going to be in home. It's going to be household tasks. It's going to be, you know, caring for baby, caring for you. Occasionally it might be, you know, going on a walk around your neighborhood or getting you moving again, getting you out and just having somebody to converse with. That can be what postpartum doula care can look like as well. You know, like, you're looking for somebody to come and just hold space for you and work through the birth with you and process and heal and get motherly advice and really just sort of be with. So as far as what kind of support you can expect, I think it varies drastically, but overall it's going to be support that is geared towards healing and nurturing and caring for you and baby and or babies. You know, I said I'm taking care of twins right now, and I think it's really just sort of evaluating that and seeing that this person is somebody that you're hiring, that you're paying, and they know that and they appreciate that. And if they're, you know, a respectable doula in the area, they're gonna do a great job at making sure that those tasks or those things that you're looking to accomplish are done professionally and properly, and, you know, you're happy with your experience. So I think there is no downfall to having a doula, and honestly, like, there's just so many benefits that can come when having a doula. The next question is, how long does a postpartum doula typically stay with a family after birth? So for me, I have done 6 weeks of care. That can be once a week, twice a week. You know, I'm hoping to personally be offering more time to my clients. There are doulas that do every day, like every, you know, Monday through Friday, or 5 days a week, or whatever it might be. And my overnight shifts, I do 8 hours. I've also done 4 hour gaps of care, go over and do from midnight until 4 a.m. or something like that. And there are options where you can have maybe during the day, maybe, you know, early in the morning, you have older kids and they're all getting ready to go off to school, or there's a lot of, you know, just getting breakfast ready and getting changed or different activities and stuff that are going on. And so you're looking for somebody to come help sort of with morning routine and care for baby, or help prepare lunches or whatever it might be. And so it can really look different, but typically I would say anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks, a postpartum doula is staying with the family after birth. And I will say too, like, maybe, you know, you want your care to look a certain way and things to go a certain way, or you are having different family members come, or maybe your partner actually has some time off and they're going to be home for the first 2 weeks, but then they go back to work at week three or whatever it might be. So most of the time you can say, like, look, hey, I want postpartum care, but I don't want it to start until they're about a month old. Or, you know, my partner is going to be with me and then we want care after that point. Or my mom's coming to stay with me and then we want care after that point. And so a doula might be with the family for only 6 to 8 weeks or whatever it might be, but you can make that timeline look different depending on when you want the services. Okay, so two more questions that I'm gonna answer. And then, like I said, if you ever have any other questions, or if you ever wanna talk about doula services, or maybe you're interested in becoming a doula, whatever it might be, reach out to me. I love talking to people on social media, mostly on Instagram, that's where I'm at, or you can send me an email, whatever it might be, check the show notes, get in contact with me, reach out to me. And I love talking about doula services, doula care, everything that comes with this line of work. So, one of the other questions were, are postpartum doulas only for mothers who give birth naturally, or can they support mothers that have had a cesarean or any other kind of birth intervention? And so, like I said before, you know, if you had a cesarean, you might even need more support and more care because you just had major abdominal surgery. And so finding a doula that maybe is more trained in this, or has experience in this, or knows what it's like having that person who can recommend different products or different ways of healing is going to be super beneficial for moms that have had a cesarean. And so it doesn't have to be, you know, you had a home birth and a water birth and you had a midwife and all of these things. Like, doulas can be there for you no matter what kind of birthing experience you had, no matter what kind of, you know, whether it was hospital, home birth, whatever it might be, postpartum doulas are there to support you no matter what. And I think, you know, that's something that a lot of people are understanding and being open to and finding out more about. And whatever your needs are, you hopefully are able to find a doula in your area. And even, you know, there's some virtual options too, if you're just looking for somebody to talk to, walk through things with, and everything like that. You know, you're adjusting to motherhood and you need some help and advice and almost a coaching experience, there is virtual services as well. So really kind of understanding, you know, where you're at, what you need, and what that looks like, then finding somebody that meets those needs. And the last question is, how much does it cost to hire a postpartum doula, and is it covered by insurance? So some insurances, yes, are starting to cover doula care, whether that be birth doula, postpartum doula, whatever that might look like, but there might be some requirements or extra steps that you need to do to process having it covered by insurance. And usually it will cover most of the cost, or at least some of the cost of whatever kind of services you're looking for. Like maybe they cover $2,000 worth of postpartum care. And so reaching out to somebody and seeing, you know, what does that get me? Where does that put me? What does that look like? How can we space that out? Whatever it might be, and kind of working through them. But I will say costs really vary and differ from location to location. If you live in a city that has, you know, more of a demand for doulas or not that many doulas, maybe the cost is higher because there's not as many of them. Maybe you live in a very busy city that just the cost of living is higher and things like that. So I really feel like it varies from place to place, and really just kind of reaching out to somebody that you feel aligned with and you feel connected with and that you can have a conversation with and you really enjoy having be part of your journey, and seeing if the cost is something that you can work into your budget and work into your postpartum experience. And you know, this can also be something that you put on your baby registry or you ask for if you're having a shower or something like that, and you say like, hey, I am looking to have a doula. I don't want the fancy stroller or the little crib or whatever it might be. I want a doula, and that's really important to me. So voicing that and letting that be known to the people that are supporting you and working it into your budget, I think it's really a wise investment, and it is so beneficial in so many ways, and it helps you get really the best start possible moving forward into your motherhood experience. So I obviously love it. I have had such amazing personal experiences myself, and then wanting to do this work and wanting to help moms because of all of my experience, then I obviously feel like it's super affordable and worth every single penny. So like I said, if you have any other questions, let me know, reach out to me. If you are interested in becoming a doula yourself, I have links in the show notes for online doula training programs and things like that. And honestly, I love doing this. I love talking about it. I love informing moms about what their options are and what the possibilities can look like for pregnancy, birth, and most importantly, postpartum. I feel like it really starts the journey and gets you in the correct mindset and feeling supported and feeling nourished, and is just such an awesome experience. So see you later, mamas. Thank you so much for listening in. Thank you, mamas, so much for listening. Remember, you are a rock star. I believe in you. Let's doula this. Let's crank it up a notch and let's kick it into high gear together. Hit that subscribe button. Share this episode with a friend. Message me, email me, call me, beat me. You know how to reach me. We're doing this, mamas. I am so excited to catch you here next week.
This is your one-stop, go-to place for helping you find the resources you need to make the best choices for you and your family during pregnancy, birth, and most importantly, postpartum. See you later, mamas.